praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor John and Judy. And it's good to be here again.
很高兴又一次来到大家中间。
It's always like coming back to an old family.
就像回到自己的老家一样。
And Bob is... Thank you. And my brother Bob is also so honored along with me to be back with you again.
也很高兴我的亲爱的弟兄同工 Bob 也跟我能够一起来同行。
We want to talk so much tonight about the coming of the Lord and what that will look like for us.
我们今天晚上谈论到很多主再来和主再来将要即将的情景对我们来说是什么样子。
You know, we talk a lot about the bride making herself ready for her wedding day.
我们讲过很多新妇预备自己为了那个婚宴的日子。
And we often compare it to an earthly bride trying to make everything perfect for that one day.
我们也常常比较我们地上的这个新妇要为婚礼之日的准备。
And we read in Revelation 19 where it says the bride has made herself ready for him.
启示录十九章也讲到说新妇自己也预备好了。
But sometimes an earthly bride is so consumed with being perfect for that one day, she doesn't think about what's going to happen after that day is over.
但是地上的新妇往往特别注重婚礼的那一天，但是却不太注重婚礼以后的日子。
So she'll just do everything to be perfect for that day, and she thinks, who cares what happens after that if I can just get through that day?
他就想到说我要为那一天打扮得漂漂亮亮很完美不管那一天以后会怎么样。
And most of her preparations are outward, like the room has to be perfect, her dress, her makeup, but she's not doing a lot of inward preparation.
地上的新妇往往预备很多外表的东西房间的布置化妆衣服但是却没有预备她的心。
And I think a lot of Christians think about the Lord's return as, oh, once he finally comes,Who cares what happens after that?
很多基督徒可能也想，哎呀，当主终于来了以后，来了那天以后怎么样？我不会去管他。
You know, if I could just get to the rapture, I'll be okay.
只要我能够被提，只要我能够进去就行了。
It's true, you'll be okay if you get to the rapture.
确实是，如果你能够被提，能够进去是很好。
But you know, we prepare inwardly for our wedding day. All our adornments are not outward; they're in our hearts.
但是我们主要的预备是在心里面，我们所有的装饰也不在外表，而在内心。
As we put on our wedding jewelry, we are putting on the deeds and thoughts of the Lord into our life.
我们为婚礼所预备的这些装饰是要披戴主耶稣基督的言行在我们的里面。
But our wedding day with the Lord Jesus is just the first day of the rest of our life.
但是我们跟主耶稣婚宴的那天将是我们永恒生命的第一天而已。
And I think we're a little bit short-sighted as to what we will be doing once the joy of the wedding day is behind us.
我们往往有一点短视，就是当婚宴那天结束以后，未来的日子是怎么样跟主一起。
And so I think the great majority of what my brother Bob and I will be teaching this weekend is preparing us for the wedding, yes, but what comes after the wedding is very important to the Lord.
所以这几天的特会我们讲到当然我们如何预备进入主的宴席但是当宴席日以后我们跟主如何度过永生也是很重要的。
A lot of people have this sense that the rapture is an escape from the earth and we'll just hang out on a cloud forever.
很多人觉得我们被提就是逃离这个现在的现世的世界然后就在云上就是这样的一个状况。
We all long to go to heaven.
我们都很愿意进到天堂去。
And it sounds great to get off of this broken, horrible, twisted earth.
也很乐意离开这种悲惨、苦难、破碎的世界。
But there's only one problem with that theology.
但是这个理论有一个问题。
The Lord is coming back to rule and reign on the earth.
主是要来到这个世界来掌权作王。
This earth.
这个世界。
Yes, it will have to be overturned and transformed, but it is this earth on which he will reign forever.
是的，就是这个世界，虽然要被转化更新，但是主要做掌权作王的是在这个世界。
And so we need to pay more attention to transforming the earth than escaping to heaven.
所以我们要就是来放更多的注意力在怎么样来转化转换
and, And we're going to look, there's so many scriptures we could read together, and we won't have time for all of them.
今天我们要看很多的经文，虽然没有时间一一的读。
But even the ones we don't read tonight, I'll give you their addresses because this will be an ongoing study for you until he comes back.
有一些即使没时间读的，我会把章节经文给你们，因为这是我们会一直不断持续学习的。
I'm sorry, I'm just gesturing for water here. Sorry.I forgot my water. So let's first start with the most well-known passage about the millennium reign of the Lord in Revelation chapter 20.
我们先来来到我们最熟悉的启示录二十章。
And those of you that like to turn with me in your Bibles, that's good.
大家如果有圣经的，可以翻一下启示录二十章的千禧年。
Let's read.Does it help you if I read in English first, or is it better to just do the Chinese? Which is better for you? Because it saves time if we just do the Chinese, but I don't, some people speak English here, right? So should we do the English and the Chinese? Okay. So I'm going to read, this is not a microphone. So I'm going to read from verses 1 to 6.
20章1到6节。
I'll just read the whole thing first, my sister. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having a key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations until 1,000 years are ended.After that, he must be set free for a short time. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge. That means make decisions over the earth. To judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands.They came to life and reigned with Yeshua, Jesus, for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead, the unrighteous dead, did not come to life until 1,000 years were over. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, hallelujah, but they will be priests of God and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
我又看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子。他捉住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑1000年，扔在无底坑里，将无底坑关闭，用印封上，使他不得再迷惑列国。等到那1000年完了以后，必须暂时释放他。我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证并为神之道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1000年。这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只等那1000年完了。在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了，第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。
This is one of the clearest passages, and it's not symbolic at all.
这是描述的最清楚的一节的一段的经文，而且也不是用比喻的。
It's not mysterious. It's absolutely literal about what's coming to the earth.
而且一点也不神秘，对于即将要发生在地上的，就写得很明白清楚。
Have any of you heard in English the term millennium or premillennial?
大家有听过千禧年和前千禧年这个名词吧？
Okay. In the Latin language, which was the old language of the Catholic Church, millennium means 1,000.
在希腊文里面，那个千禧年就是1000年，一千。
Actually, I'm sorry. Mil means 1,000. Millennium means 1,000 years.
就是一千年。
And so...When people say, I am pre-millennial, it is very simple what that means.
所以当人说我是前千禧年派，很清楚是什么意思。
Pre means before.
就是前千禧年，一千年之前。
Millennial means the 1,000-year reign of Jesus.
这个千禧年就是指基督掌权的一千年。
And so anyone that believes the Bible in a simple, literal way, as I do, we are all pre-millennial because the thousand-year reign of Christ has not started yet on the earth.
所以所有就是直白的读圣经的人都应该同意我自己也是前千禧年派因为耶稣掌权的一千年还没有发生
We are living in the period before those thousand years begin Isn't that easy?
所以很简单我们生活的时代是在这个一千年耶稣掌权以前这个时代
There's other denominations that treat the thousand years as some kind of mystical thing but that's just not the Bible so we're not going to waste any time on that
还有其他的一些的流派，就是有其他的观点，但是我们不去讨论。
You know how it says one day with the Lord is like a thousand years.
我们知道，在主看来，一日如同千年。
Peter says that.
彼得说的。
And so man has had 6,000 years on the earth to basically do what seemed good in his eyes.
所以人在地上基本上人类是有六千年的这个历史在做人要做的事情
And in those 6,000 years man has done uncountable wickedness upon the earth
所以在这六千年人类做尽了各样的恶事
In the Bible 6 is the number of a man but 7 is God's number
在圣经里的数字六是代表人七是代表神
And so if you count the generations back to Adam, man has had 6 days on the earth, or 6,000 years, since a day is like 1,000 years.
所以如果我们往前追溯到亚当的话，人类有六天，或者说是六千年，因为一日如同千年。
And we're not going to take the time to say why some scientists say man has been on the earth for hundreds of thousands of years. I don't happen to believe that.
我们不用去讲，我们也不需要相信，就是很多的一些科学家讲到说啊，人类在这个地球上已经几十年、几十万年、几百万年，我们不用去讨论那个。
It would be another teaching to give the scientific and archaeological evidence that the Earth is younger and man has not been around for more than what the Bible says.
要讨论考古学或者人类在历史上存在的时间是短于这个科学的现在的说法是另外的一篇讲道，我们没有时间讲。
But if you look at a week as 7 days, you could look at the first 6,000 years as man's day and the 7,000 year as God's day.
但是我们看这个把人类这个历史看作一个日历的话前面六千年是人类的历史那么后面一千年是神的历史神的时间。
And that's the period of time when the Lord Jesus Christ will be physically on the earth in his glorified body.
这一千年就是耶稣要以他荣耀变化了的身体来到世上掌权的一千年。
And I want to take a little time tonight to try to make that an earthly reality in your mind by showing you many scriptures that will build you up in that area that isn't taught about too much.
今天晚上我们就要花多点的时间来把这一个不太讲的领域来在我们的心中成为一个现，就是让我们熟悉。
I'm thinking of a scripture I didn't write on my sister's paper, but in Acts, actually, I think it's Acts 1.
使徒行传第一章。
I didn't even look it up. Give me one second. So Acts 1, when, yes. In Acts 1, verse 6.
使徒行传第一章第六节。
The Lord was showing himself to his disciples for 40 days in his physical resurrected body before he ascended to the right hand of the Father.
在这个地方耶稣复活以后把他复活的身体显给门徒看有40天之久在他复活升天以前。
And the Jewish disciples asked him a very good question.
这些犹太门徒问了他一个很好的问题。
In verse 6, they said, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
他们问说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？
And as Jewish men, they understood that when the Messiah would come to the earth, he would establish the kingdom in the pattern of his father David, but he would be the greater David who would never die.
犹太人很明白，当弥赛亚降临在这个世界上的时候，他要恢复他的先祖大卫王的王国，只是比大卫就是更伟大。
The Jews had many scriptures in their mind that said that David would have a son who would come from his line, who would rule over Israel and would be king of the whole earth forever. They were waiting for the son of David to come.
犹太人的心中有很多旧约的章节，都说就是大卫王要有一个后裔将要来临，来统治以色列，就是是弥赛亚的降临，所以他们头脑中有很多这样的经文。
And so you can imagine their minds as their Lord. They saw him crucified and dead like a criminal, and now they see him resurrected and alive forever. So they say, "Are you going to set up your kingdom now?" It makes sense, doesn't it?
所以你可以想象，当犹太门徒看到他们的主被钉在十字架上，像罪犯一样死去，但是现在带着复活的身体向他们显现，所以他们就蛮有希望的，觉得这个时候就是弥赛亚要来来建立这个国度的时候。
How could they have known that there was going to be a 2,000-year gap between his glorification and his setting up his kingdom?
所以他们那个时候当然不知道，中间有2000年的距离，离他第二次荣耀的再来。
And the Lord simply says to them, he doesn't say they're wrong that he won't set up the kingdom of Israel, but he says the times are not for you to know.
所以这里耶稣并没有说他们讲错了，耶稣不会来建立这个国度，但是是时间不对。
And he gives them basically the reason why the times are not for them to know.
所以他要告诉他们为什么这个时间是他们不晓得的。
He says,You need to be my witnesses and take my testimony of my death and resurrection to the ends of the earth before I set up my physical kingdom on the earth.
耶稣说的原因就是你们要去万国来做我的见证人，传这个福音，以后我才会再来建立这个神的建立这个王国。
And so the whole reason he died was to have a bride.Under his arms, that would be pure and holy by his own blood.
So, Jesus 要受死的整个的原因就是他要预备这样的一个心腹，是用他的宝血所洁净的，他可以来拥抱的这样的一个心腹。
The Lord Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who gave a wedding supper for his son."
So, Jesus 讲到一个比喻说，天国就好像一个王为他的儿子来预备一个娶亲的宴席。
And since he died to bring a bride, not only from Israel, but a bride from all the nations, they had to hear about what he did. And it would take 2,000 years to tell that story.
所以耶稣受死是不只要在犹太人中兴起他的心腹，更要在全世界。所以他要2000年的时间，让这个他的福音来传遍整个的世界。
It wouldn't do any good if he had forcefully set up his kingdom immediately after he was glorified.
所以当他复活得荣耀以后，他立刻就强制的来建立他地上的国是没有意义的。
You might say, why not? That would have been great. He would have been king and we wouldn't have to go through all this.
我们可能想象那样，如果那样子也许很好，我们就不需要有这么多的患难嘛。
But the problem is this.
但是问题是。
As a king, he could have set up his reign and forced with his iron scepter everyone to bow their knee and obey him forever.
当然作为一个王，他可以用铁腕的政策 铁的手段来强制每个人来顺服他的统治。
As a king, he exercises power.
作为一个国王，他可以来行使他的权力。
As a king, he gives commands.
作为国王，他可以下命令。
As a king, he demands obedience.
作为国王，他可以要求我们顺服。
And all the scriptures say, you will rule the nations with a rod of iron and every knee will bow before you. He requires obedience.
所以就是说万妻都要跪拜就是他可以要求这样的顺服。
But he's not only a king, he's a bridegroom in love.
但他不只是这样的一个国王，他更是一个爱的新郎。
He's a man with a heart of relationship and intimacy burning in his heart.
在主的心里面有这种对亲密关系的这种燃烧和渴望，他是一个关系的主。
And as a bridegroom, he doesn't exert his power over his bride.
所以作为一个新郎，他就不会强权加在他的亲夫的身上。
He asks for friendship and partnership.
他就想希望的是有友谊和这个合作。
He said, "A servant doesn't know what his master is thinking and feeling, but I call you my friends, and I want to share my secrets with you."
他说仆人不知道主人做的，但是朋友可以知道朋友的心，我想把我里面的分享给你。
A bridegroom wants voluntary love, not robotic obedience.
所以新郎要的是自愿的爱人，而不是机械性的顺服的人。
He could give commands, but he would rather have a conversation with his bride.
他可以给我们命令，但是他更希望跟我们之间有沟通。
And so if he had, this is that short version. If he had set up his kingdom then the nations would not have heard the story of his love. They would merely be servants, trembling in fear, and merely obeying a king, but not loving a bridegroom.
所以如果他在那个时候复活的时候就建立了他的王国的话，普世的人就只有在他的权柄之下来跪拜，但是没有机会来跟他建立这样新妇新郎的关系。
And so the Lord chose the Jewish people to be the nation that would give birth to this Jewish Messiah.
所以主就是在犹太人中间诞生出这位弥赛亚。
He had to come through an exact physical lineage through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他确实是从一个具体的家族生出来的。
And through Jacob's son Judah, the kings of Israel would be born.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、犹大的支派生出的弥赛亚。
And out of Judah came King David, and out of King David came King Jesus.
所以，然后犹大支派出了大卫王，大卫王的后裔出了耶稣。
And even though Israel failed God in many, many ways,
尽管以色列人在很多很多方面令神失望，
both the Old and New Testament were given to us by Jewish men who shed their blood to take the gospel to the nations.
但是不管旧约和新约都是犹太的信徒和先知流血把这个福音带到全世界。
And so even though much of Israel did not receive him, a remnant loved him, and that remnant took the gospel to the nations.
所以尽管还有大多数的以色列人没有信主，但是有一支把这个福音一直传出来。
And for the last 2,000 years, God has called a remnant of his people from every nation where the gospel went.
所以在过去的2000年，神在世界各族各民中都有一支来传他的福音。
Is there any nation on earth right now where the vast majority of the people are in love with Jesus and under his leadership?Is there any nation that where everyone loves Jesus in that country?
现在有没有在地上有任何的国度全国都是信主？
No, it's only a remnant.
只有一些余民，只有一些少数。
And so in every nation there's a remnant bride. Even in Israel, it's only still a remnant bride.
所以在各国各民中都是一支，都是一个少数余民。即使在犹太中也是这样，犹太人中也是这样。
And as he turns his gaze back to Israel now in this last couple years of this age, the last generation, the remnant bride from the nations must pray in Israel's salvation.
所以在末后的时代，他把他的面光转向犹太民族，要他们得救。所以列国列族的人都要来祷告，让犹太的弟兄得救。
Just as Israel brought the gospel to you, now you must pray for the salvation of Israel.
就是因为犹太人把福音带给我们，所以我们这个时候要来祷告，为了他们的得救。
And so the Jewish disciples understood that there was going to come a time when Jesus would reign on the earth as the Son of David, sitting on a real throne in this earthly Jerusalem.
所以在这里讲，他们就明白要有一个时间耶稣会带着他的复活的形体再来，在地上要建立他的王国，有这样的一个时间。
Before we look at the scriptures that tell us how we will rule and reign with him in the millennium,
过一会儿我们就要来看我们在千禧年如何与耶稣一同作王，一同掌权。
Let me just give you a few verses that prove to you that we will rule and reign with him on the earth if we are the overcoming bride.
我们要来先看几个经文，讲到如果我们是得胜的心腹，我们要如何与他一同来掌权在地上。
I'll just give you a couple. First of all, let's look at Revelation 5:10.
我们先看一下启示录第五章第十节。
In this passage, the Lamb of God, Jesus, has just taken the scroll from the hand of his Father.
在这个经文里面耶稣羔羊他刚从他的父那里拿到这个书卷。
The elder told John that no one in all of the universe was found worthy to open that scroll which is the title deed of the earth.
长老就告诉约翰说，在地上，全地上没有一个人配展开这个书卷。
This is all in Revelation chapter 5, and John begins to weep and weep.
这都是在启示录第五章，那么约翰听到这个话就大哭。
And then the elder says, do not weep. The lion of the tribe of Judah has overcome, has prevailed, and he is worthy to open the scroll, which is the end time taking back of the earth.
长老中有一位就对约翰说，不要哭，看那犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已经得胜，能以展开那书卷。
And before the lamb even begins to open that scroll, they sing a song to him.
在羔羊展开这个书卷以前、啊、他们就有一首歌献给他。
And I'll just read verses 9 and 10.
就是这个歌就是九节十节。
You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain and because with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests.To serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
这个歌就唱到说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买的人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And he purchased us with his blood, so he is worthy to open that scroll and begin the last day's protocol that will lead us to his return.
所以他用他的血买赎了我们，所以他配、拿书卷，配揭开这个七印。
Let's look at a few more. Ezekiel 43 verse 7. Ezekiel 43.
撒迦利亚书四十三章。
And verse 7.
第七节。
Just to give you the context.The last nine chapters of Ezekiel are all about the millennial reign of Jesus and the millennial temple that has never yet been built on this earth.
以西结书的这个四十三章的前九章都是讲到千禧年和圣殿。
That's another Bible study for another time, but I want you to know it's all about the millennium.
这是我们今天没有时间学的，但是都是跟千禧年有关系的。
And so if you just read Ezekiel chapter 43,And verse 6 and 7, it says this.
以西结书四十三章六节七节这样说。
While the man was standing beside me, I heard someone speaking from inside the temple. That's the millennial temple that hasn't been built yet. He said, Son of man, this is the place of my throne and the place where the soles of my feet will dwell forever among the Israelites.
我听见有一位从殿中对我说话，有一人站在我旁边，他对我说：“人子啊，这是我宝座之地，是我脚掌所踏之地，我要在这里住，在以色列人中直到永远。”
And so he's very plainly saying that he will rule on the earth from Jerusalem.
所以他这里说得很明白，说他要在耶路撒冷要来地上执掌王权。
He uses a very physical picture by saying, "The soles of my feet will dwell here forever."
所以他用了一个很形象的话说，我的脚掌所踏之地，我要住在这里。
Here's another passage in Daniel chapter 7.
下一处是但以理书第七章。
I think Daniel's right after Ezekiel. And chapter 7, we're going to read verses 13 to 14, and then 26 to 27.
我们要看十三节、十四节、二十六节、二十七节。
Okay, this is right at the time that the Antichrist has come against the saints and has severely crushed them.
这是这个敌基督胜过了胜过了那个两个圣徒的这个情景。
If you read the whole,
毁坏了他们。
Yeah, later if you read the whole chapter, you'll see it's all about what the Antichrist does as the final beastly empire on the earth.
我们读整章就知道在末世的时候敌基督的作为。
But then finally, there's some good news coming in verse 13.
那十三节有个好的消息信息。
In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man. He approached, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All people, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。
This is the only Old Testament passage that calls Jesus by that title, the Son of Man.
这是在旧约中唯一提到耶稣有这个称呼，说人子。
Anyone who studied the Bible in Old Testament times knew that a man was coming, because in Hebrew, son of man actually is son of Adam.
在我们读旧约都知道，在旧约中间说，人子就是指亚当之子。
The word for man is Adam.Which is the name for Adam. So they knew someone was coming who was going to be given all authority over the heavens and all the earth.
So they all knew there was this kind of person to rule the whole universe.
And you know that in the New Testament, what's the title that Jesus most often called himself?
In the New Testament, Jesus used which name to call himself?
He, Son of Man.
Man.
I think there's over 100 times in the New Testament that he calls himself the Son of Man.
他自己自称为人子有超过100处的地方。
And those who had ears to hear would have remembered this prophecy in Daniel, and they would have known he was saying, I am that one in Daniel.
当听到耶稣这样自称的人会想起但以理书这里的讲到的人子，就知道耶稣是自称自己就是这一位要来的人子。
And then if you continue in Daniel 7, beginning with verse 26,
我们再看同一章的26节。
It's talking about the interpretation of that beastly kingdom that will arise in the last days.
这里讲到说在末世要兴起的这个兽的国度的状况。
But let's look just at verse 26 and 27.
26, 27节。
But the court will sit, and his power, his, that's Antichrist,His power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of the kingdoms under all of heaven will be handed over to the saints, the people of the Most High God. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, eternal kingdom, and all kings and rulers will worship him and obey him.
然而审判者必坐着行审判。他的权柄，这里讲指的是敌基督，必被夺去、毁坏、灭绝，一直到底。国度、权柄和天下诸国的大权，必赐给至高者的圣民。他的国是永远的，一切掌权的都必侍奉他、顺从他。
So we just read in verses 13 and 14 that this one like the Son of Man would be given dominion over every people and nation on the earth. We saw that in the first two verses.
所以我们在十三节刚刚看到说有一位人子要来要得所有的国度权柄和荣耀。
But then in verses 26 and 27, it says that all dominion and sovereign power over the nations will be handed to the saints.
但是二十六节这里又说到国度权柄和诸国的大权要赐给圣民。
So are you putting together this picture that Jesus will rule and reign and he will share his authority with us, his overcoming bride?
所以大家有没有看到这个图画？就是耶稣要来掌权，但是他要把他这个权柄分享给他得胜的心腹。
Is this making sense?
大家有没有明白
？Okay, I've got another two scriptures that do the same proof.
另外一个章节也可以证明这一点。
Quickly turn to Psalm 2.
诗篇第二章。
I think I even taught on this very briefly last year. Psalm 2.
去年我在这里也讲到过这一章。
You remember in this psalm, it's saying, Why do the nations rebel and rage against the Lord's authority and his leadership and against Jesus, the Lord's anointed? Why do they come against him like that?
在这里大家还记得他去年讲说为什么 万邦万民要起来 争闹要起来、图谋虚妄的事要来背叛、神的掌权
And in in verse 4 and 5, it says, The Lord is angry at the rebellious nations who refuse to come under Jesus' leadership.
第五节说，神在怒中要责备他们，要责备他们没有服在耶稣的权柄之中。
And then in verse 7, the Father says to the Son, You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, son, ask me, and I will make all the nations your inheritance, and the ends of the earth will be your possession.
第七章，天父就对耶稣说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你要求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。”
And then the father says to the son, "You will rule them with an iron scepter, and you will dash the rebellious nations to pieces like pottery."
这里说到，你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将那些悖逆的国如同窑匠的瓦器摔碎他们。
So the son, his inheritance is the ends of the earth.
所以人子，所以耶稣他的基业是列国地极。
The reward his father has for him are the nations.
所以神天父奖赏给他的就是列国。
And his father promised him absolute authority over all the nations.
所以神应许他对列国有绝对的权柄。
And in Revelation 2:26, the Lord Jesus gives that exact authority to all of his overcoming bride.
启示录二章二十四节，耶稣把完全一样的权柄赐给他的得胜的心腹。
It's so exact that the Lord Jesus quotes Psalm 2 to promise us the same authority.
耶稣就用完全一字一句同样的话。写在启示录二章二十四节。
So if you look at Revelation 2 and verse 26, we read this. To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. They, meaning the overcomers, he will rule them with an iron scepter, and he will dash those rebellious nations to pieces like pottery, just as I received authority from my father.
这里讲到说，那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他，就是指圣民，权柄制服列国。他必用铁杖管辖他们，将他们如同窑匠的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。
Could he have said this any more plainly, that we will be granted to rule and reign with him over all the nations?
耶稣这里说的再清楚不过了，我们要分享他的权柄，一起来统管列国。
So is everybody with that so far?
大家现在都明白吗？
Did we prove it enough from scripture? Because we have more scriptures if you need it.
我们已经有很多的章节，其实还有更其他的，都来证明这一点。
Okay. So it would help us to know how to prepare ourselves to rule and reign with him now that we understand that that is our destiny.
既然我们知道了这是我们未来的命定，所以我们很重要就是如何来预备我们自己能够进入这样的跟主一起来统管。
There's a wedding.
将会有一个婚宴。
And once he marries his bride, everything he has is ours.
当他迎娶了他的心腹，新郎所有的一切都是我们的。
I'm going to say that one more time.
我再说一遍。
When Jesus marries his bride, he says to her, "Everything I have is yours."
当耶稣迎娶他的心腹，他就会对我们说，我所有的一切都是你们的。
It's one thing to be a servant and have this kind man put grain in your apron and you get all those good crumbs.
就是当仆人是一回事，就是好像你有一些
You hold out your apron and he fills it with grain.
就是好像你拿着你的围裙，然后那个主人给你的围裙里面装满了那个谷物，丰收。
You might recognize that word as from the book of Ruth, what I just said.
那个路德记里面有这样的描写。
You see, Ruth was a foreigner that had no money, no husband, and no inheritance.
就路德在那个犹太的那个地方，她是一个外族外邦的女子，没有任何的拥有的东西。
And Boaz was a righteous, wealthy Jewish landowner.
但是波阿斯却是当地一个有钱田产的大户。
And Ruth showed such exceptional faithfulness and love to her Jewish mother-in-law Naomi.
因为路德对她的犹太的婆婆拿俄米显出了很多的忠诚和那个看护。
That Boaz immediately recognized her and honored her kindness to the Jewish people.
所以波阿斯就立刻就是从他的这个善良和忠诚中间能够看认得出他来。
The moment he met her, he spoke a biblical blessing over her future.
当波阿斯遇到路德的时候，就给他讲了祝福的话语。
He had no idea he would end up being her husband, but he spoke a wonderful blessing over her.
他那时候还不知道以后他要娶她，但是他当时就祝福了她。
He said, "May the God of Israel, under whose wings you have taken refuge, may He reward you for your kindness to the Jewish people."
他说愿以色列的神啊将你来覆庇在他的翅膀之下，愿他来大大的啊就是回报你对啊犹太子民的爱。
And he began to be generous to her and give her more and more grain to take back to Naomi.
他就对路德越来越慷慨大方，给他很多的就是粮食，让他可以带回拿俄米那里。
But something changed halfway through the book of Ruth.
但是在这本书的中间，有些改变发生了。
Naomi taught Ruth what the law of Moses said about what Boaz needed to do.
拿俄米就告诉路德，根据摩西律法，波阿斯应该怎么样来做。
Boaz had a responsibility, according to the law of Moses, to marry the widow of his dead relative.
波阿斯呢，根据摩西律法，就有这个义务要来娶他同族人中间的寡妇。
And so when Ruth crept into the threshing floor and lay down at his feet that night, she told him something from the law of Moses.
所以当路德就是那天晚上进入波阿斯的帐篷睡在他的脚旁边的时候，他其实就在显示在摩西律法中要做的事情。
She said, "Spread the wing of your garment over me, Boaz, for you are my kinsman redeemer."
他就说，请用你的外衣来遮蔽我，因为你可以，你是我的救赎者。
And he married her the next day, and he said, "Now all the fields belong to you. Everything I have is yours."
所以第二天，波阿斯就迎娶了这个路德，说：“现在我所有的一切都是你的了。”
And so he is a picture of Jesus, our bridegroom, opening his arms to his beloved bride from the nations and saying, "When I marry you, everything I have is yours."
所以这就预表当耶稣迎娶他的心腹的时候，他就张开双臂对他的所有的心腹说：“现在我所有的都是你们的了。”
Adam could have ruled the earth all alone without Eve.
亚当可以在没有夏娃的帮助下来治理全地。
Adam was given all authority and dominion over the earth, and he could have ruled alone.
神给了亚当所有的权柄能力来治理这个地，他本来是可以独自来治理的。
But the Lord God said, "It is not good for Adam to be alone. I will make him a helper, a partner, suitable for him."
但是神说，这个人独居不好，我要给他造一个帮助者，一个配偶，很合适他的来一起治理。
And out of Adam's side, he opened up his side and took out a bride to rule and reign over the earth with him.
所以神就从打开亚当的这个侧边的肋骨，就取出一个肋骨来造了夏娃，跟他一同治理。
Jesus surely would be worthy to rule and reign the earth with no help from anyone else.
当然，耶稣我们的主是不需要任何的帮助，他独自可以治理全地。
He has all power, all wisdom, and all strength to do so.
他有一切的智慧、权柄、能力来这样做。
He doesn't need anyone to help him.
他并不需要有任何人来帮助他。
But he desires to share all of his authority with his bride.
但是他满心希望来分享他所有的这个权柄跟他的心腹一起。
He is a deeply relational man with an intimate heart.
所以他是极其注重关系的，渴望亲密关系的这样一位神。
And one of the last words he said on the earth was, "Father, I desire that she would be with me where I am."
所以他最后在地上最后的话就是，父啊，我渴望我在哪里，他们也同我在哪里。
Father, I desire that she would see my glory.
说父啊，我希望我想要他们都看到我的荣耀。
He was saying, "Father, when you put me in my kingdom, I want her with me. I want her to rule and reign and share all of these things with me."
他意思就是说，主啊，当父啊，当我在你的国里的时候，我需要他们与我一在一起，而且与我一同来治理一起。
You gave me this bride, Father, and I don't desire to rule and reign apart from her.
父啊，你把这个心腹赐给我，所以我不再渴望自己一个人去治理全地。
That's the kind of heart our Jesus has.
这是耶稣的心肠。
And so we want to be the overcoming bride who knows what he expects of us, because that day's coming very soon.
所以 我们都渴望都愿意成为这样的心腹来明白他的心肠因为这个日子临近了
Are we preparing to rule and reign with him now?
我们现在有没有预备好跟他一同来治理
Do we even know how to prepare for such a task?
我们甚至知不知道如何来预备我们自己
Well, the answer is yes, we must, and he will help us know how.
答案就是我们必须要来预备自己而且他会告诉我们如何来预备我们自己
Okay, now we're going to take a little bit of time and look at Isaiah chapter 11.
我们翻到以赛亚书十一章。
We want to look at a few, I'm sorry. We want to look at a few scriptures that show us what will the millennial reign look like.
我们下面要看几处经文，看到千禧年的国度是怎么样的。
Before we read these chapters, I want to just say this.
我们读这些章节以前，我想先说几句话。
When the Lord comes back as a mighty conquering king, the earth will not be automatically perfect at that moment.
当主荣耀的再来的时候，地不会马上就预备好了为这个时刻。
We can't think that it's magical when Jesus comes back, every heart will love him and every nation will be clean and pure before him.
我们不可能认为当他再来的时候，全地就神奇般的万机都在跪拜他，每个心都立刻的被洁净。
It will take time to teach who he is to the survivors from the nations.
需要一些时间，他来教导，就是这些得胜这些渔民来幸存者来敬拜他。
It will take time to restructure the broken earth after the tribulation and the wrath has done its destruction.
需要一些时间把这个被毁坏、被玷污的地来重新恢复。
Can you imagine the infrastructures of the earth under Antichrist?
我们可以想象在敌基督的这个在敌基督的这个管理之下，这个地是什么样子
？A society is built on seven pillars.
有个七个山头的一个
是。Sorry, seven structures that hold up a society.
七个柱。这个社会是建立在七个柱子上。
Sorry. So, for example, government is an infrastructure of a society. Governmental power.
比如说，政府的管理、政府的治理是一个柱子、一个山头。
Education. What do we teach our children?
教育系统也是一个。
Medicine and science. How do we use our wisdom in creating chemicals and drugs?
科学和医疗这是另外一个柱子。我们怎么样来就是来制作这些科学医疗方面的？
What do we do with our knowledge of genetics? How do we use those skills on the earth for good or for evil?
我们怎么样运用我们学到的基因或者这方面的医学来做好事还是做坏事在这个地上
Banking and finance, that's an infrastructure of society.
还有财务和金融也是柱子之一
And others.
还有其他的
If you look at the earth now, none of them are under the leadership of Jesus' righteousness and truth.
我们如果现在看，在现在的地上这七个领域，没有一个是在耶稣的公义和真理的上面建立的。
If you think we're disrespectful now, just wait till Antichrist has his moment to crush and oppress the earth with the wickedness never before seen.
如果你认为现在已经够糟了，但是你要知道，等到敌基督出来的时候，他用他所有邪恶的势力，使这七个柱子更加的糟糕。
Can you even imagine what the poor children on the earth are going to be taught about Antichrist and how to worship Satan?
我们真的是无法想象那个时候小孩子都被教导怎么样来拜敌基督。
Can you imagine what the media and the TV will be used for to propagate lie after demonic lie?
我们可以想象到那个时候，整个的媒体、电视都会怎么样来利用、来宣传这些邪恶的东西。
Can you imagine what the finances and banking of this earth will be used for under Antichrist's rule?
整个的财务、金融都在敌基督的这个系统之下来运作。
And what about medicine and genetic engineering? Can you even imagine the horror of that falling into a satanic man?
整个的这个基因科学和它相关的这个医疗系统都会被敌基督的这个系统来利用。
Why do you think Jesus comes back as a man of war, really angry in Revelation 19?
所以在启示录十九章，耶稣来的时候是在怒气之中。
We can even turn to that if you just want to hear some good news now that I told you how bad it's going to be under Antichrist. Why don't we look at Revelation 19?
我们现在看一下启示录十九章，当在敌基督的这种 啊，黑暗中间耶稣是怎么样来的。
Verse 11.
看第十一节。
All the way through to verse 20.
到二十节。
I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean, dazzlingly white. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. There's Psalm 2 again. And he will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's stop there at 16.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人知道。他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国，他必用铁杖管辖他们。在这里又是诗篇第二章，并要踹全能神烈怒的酒炸。在他衣服和大腿上有名写着说
This,
万王之王，万主之主。
I'm so sorry. This sceneis the exact same historical moment as we see in Isaiah 63:1-3.
这是跟以赛亚书63章1到3节描述的是完全一样的情景。
I'm not going to turn to it now just for time.
我们没有时间去读那边。
This scene is also seen by the prophet Habakkuk chapter 3.
这也跟哈巴谷书第三章描写的一样。
This scene is also shown to Zechariah in chapter 14.
这也在撒加利亚书十四章也描写的一样。
So many prophets, including the Apostle John, have seen the physical descent from heaven of the Lord Jesus, followed by all the armies of heaven, which are his saints and his angels.
所以很多的先知，包括这里的约翰，都描述了就是主耶稣第二次再来的具体的样子。主耶稣他再来，后面跟着他的天使天军包括众圣徒和天使。
Even, you know that little book in the New Testament, Jude?
新约的犹大书。
Jude quoted Enoch and said, Enoch saw the return of the Lord and saw the Lord and all his holy saints and angels following him to do battle against the ungodly on the earth.
所以连犹大书那里他引用那个约拿的以诺，他就是引用说先知以诺也讲到说当主第二次再来的时候是什么样的一个情景，跟这里描写的是一样的。
Why is he coming back to do physical warfare on this earth?
为什么耶稣再来第二次再来的时候要做实际的在地上的征战呢？
Because he wants to rescue his people and rescue the earth from Satan's dominion once and for all.
因为他要把他属他的和整个的地从撒旦的控制中间一次永远的救出来。
There's only one man in the universe who is worthy, who is capable of taking back the earth.
在整个宇宙中只有神，只有他一位配得而且有能力把整个全地救赎出来。
Maybe Antichrist was powerful enough to conquer the earth for a couple years.
也许敌基督有能力在这个地上能够得胜那么几年。
But his motives were so evil that God would never grant him an eternal kingship on the earth.
但是他的动机是如此的邪恶，所以神不会将这个权柄来放在他的里面，让他可以来统治。
He's Satan's final attempt to rule the earth, and Jesus' return is God's answer.
所以他就是代表撒旦是想要最后的挣扎来治理这个地，但是神派耶稣第二次再来就是答案，就是整个结局。
And so what's the first thing Jesus has to do when he and his armies come back to this blood-soaked earth where there are very few survivors of Antichrist's brutality?
所以当耶稣领着他的众军一起来 到这个世上来，就是和那些幸存者来一同掌权的时候，耶稣要做的第一件事是什么？
Later, if you read Revelation 19 on your own time, the first thing Jesus does is literally kill the Antichrist and all of his armies.
所以我们读启示录十九章就可以看到说，第一件事就是要来毁灭这个敌基督和他的大军。
He tells Isaiah that it's their blood that's staining all his garments. It's their blood.
这里写的说，他们溅了血的衣服就是他们的血。
And then comes the marriage supper of the Lamb. Immediately after he does this, we read it before, but the wedding is, they're rejoicing about the wedding before they sit down at the wedding table in verse 6.
在第六节。
In 19:6.
在十九章第六节，就是有一个在那个婚羔羊实际的婚宴举行以前，有一个一个很大的众水的声音，就是一个歌颂，对这个婚宴的歌颂，在第六节。
And the wedding supper takes place on the earth in Jerusalem after he destroys Antichrist and his armies.
但是实际婚宴的发生是就是在耶路撒冷这个地方，当耶稣第一件事做完，就是杀死了这个敌基督和他的众军以后，在耶路撒冷就发生这个举行这个婚宴。
For many years, I always thought, and I think many Christians thought, that the wedding supper takes place when the church is raptured and is caught up in that ark of safety in the air.
很多年我都认为，我相信很多基督徒认为这个羔羊的婚宴是在空中，在天上，当我们被提的时候，在空中的某个地方发生的。
But I now understand from many, many scriptures that Bob and I will just keep opening up that the wedding supper is on the earth in Jerusalem.
但是我现在经过这么多经文的学习和弟兄的交通，我知道这个羔羊的婚宴是在地上，就在耶路撒冷这个地方举行。
Do you remember at the Last Supper, which was a Passover meal, the Lord said, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine again until I drink it with you in my kingdom.
大家记得在耶稣最后的晚餐的时候，他说，我不再喝这酒，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在，就是我与你们再一次再喝的那个时候。
And those of you who were here last year, you might remember that I shared about those four cups of marriage wine in a Jewish engagement.
去年如果大家在这还记得他讲到的那个犹太婚礼的四杯酒的意义。
How many of you remember that?
多少人还记得那四杯酒的含义？
Not too many.
很多人不记得。
Okay, should I share it shortly again?
我跟大家重述一下。
When a Jewish young man and woman in the old days, in Bible days, when they wanted to get engaged, they had a formal engagement dinner at the bride's house.
当犹太的男女青年要订婚的时候，他们有一个很正式的在准新娘的家里面的一个宴席。
And the bridegroom and his father would come to the bride's house and they would knock on the door and say, It's me, we want to come in and become betrothed to you.
新郎和他的父亲就从他的家一直走到新妇的家，在外面敲门，然后要说明自己的身份，是我，我要进来。
And they would sit down at a very long ceremonial meal, kind of like a Chinese feast, but with a little more wine.
他们然后进来以后，他们就会开始一个很长时间的宴席，就有点像中国的请客，但是更多的酒。
And they ended up drinking three cups of wine in the course of that meal, and each cup had a symbolic meaning as they got engaged.
那在这很多道菜的中间，他们会喝三道酒，每一道的酒有它特别的意义。
The first cup was the cup of servanthood, where they were saying, we will serve each other.
第一杯酒就是仆人之酒，就是结婚以后我们要彼此服侍。
After they got partway through the meal, they drank the second cup, which was the cup of friendship, which meant, we're going to let you know what we're thinking. We're not going to keep secrets from each other, but we're going to be friends.
吃到这个一半的时候，他们会喝第二杯酒，就是友谊之酒，就是我们要彼此敞开心，是最好的朋友，友谊之酒。
And after the supper, they would take the third cup, which was the most legally binding cup.
到饭后他们要喝第三杯酒，这个在法律上有约束意义的。
And that cup was called the cup of inheritance.
这个叫做继承产业的酒。
And when they drank that cup, the bridegroom signed a document that said, everything I have is yours.
当他们喝完这杯酒，新郎就签一个法律的盟约，说我所有的都是你的。
And when they drank that cup,They were legally engaged, and in God's eyes, they were married legally, even though they had not yet consummated their union.
那个当他们喝完第三杯酒的时候，在神和在法律面前，他们都已经结为夫妇了，虽然他们还没有完全的结合。
That's why remember when the Lord's mother Mary was found to be pregnant and she was engaged to Joseph, a righteous man?
记得玛利亚怀了耶稣身孕的时候，她那个时候已经许配了约瑟，订婚了。
Did you ever notice in the Bible it says Joseph thought in his heart, I will secretly divorce her?
记得约瑟在心里说，我要暗暗地休了她。
Did you ever wonder how could he divorce her since they weren't married yet?
大家没想到他们只是订婚还没结婚，他怎么样休了她呢？
Anybody ever wonder that?
有没有人想过这个词为什么是休了她？
No, that's because I told you last year, right? The reason is because in the biblical culture, an engagement is as binding as a marriage. And if you break it at that point, after that third cup, it's a divorce.
因为在犹太的圣经习俗里面，喝完第三杯酒，你如果要再毁这个约的话，就像一个离婚一样。
And then the bridegroom and his father would go back to the father's house and prepare a place for his bride.
这个宴席吃过以后，这个新郎就和他的父亲回到他们自己的家，开始为这个婚礼预备地方。
And they wouldn't drink the fourth cup until they drank it together on their wedding day.
所以他们第四杯酒就留在他们真正婚礼上面一起喝。
Do you understand what Passover is?
我们知道逾越节是什么意义。
The Passover supper was an engagement dinner with his bride.
所以逾越节的晚餐就是耶稣跟他的新妇的订婚。
They drank three cups of wine, and the third one was the cup of his blood.Where he bought her.
那么他们共同喝了三杯酒，但是第四杯是主耶稣他流出的血来买赎这个心腹。
That's why after supper, Luke says he took the cup and said, "This cup is the covenant in my blood."
这就是为什么路加说最后在吃完晚餐的时候，耶稣说这个酒是我用血给你们立的约。
He was a Jewish bridegroom signing that legal document with his own blood, saying, "Everything I have, my inheritance of the nations, is all yours, my bride."
就好像耶稣用他自己的血在签署那个法律的文件，说：“现在我拥有的一切全都是你的了，我的心腹。”
And he said, "I tell you the truth, I won't drink this cup again until I drink it with you anew in the kingdom of my Father." And he meant on our wedding day.
所以耶稣就说我不再跟你们喝这葡萄汁一直到我在我父的国里跟你们一起喝的日子就是结婚的那个日子
Now do you see why the Passover is for all the nations and not just for the Jewish people?
所以大家看到了吧逾越节不光是给犹太民族的是给全世界人的
When we do Passover we remember our bridegroom and our covenant to marry him
所以当我们在庆祝逾越节的时候我们每次就纪念我们的就是新郎和他的约
And even to this day, if you go to a Jewish wedding,
今天如果你去到一个犹太婚礼上面
the bride and the bridegroom get married under a canopy.
新妇和新郎就在一个大的棚子下面成亲
And that canopy sometimes is made up of a Jewish prayer shawl that they stretch out on four poles.
它那个棚子一般是用一个很大的、巨大的一个披肩做成的，那么四个角被拎起来
And after they are man and wife, they drink that fourth cup together.
他们在这个棚子底下一起喝第四杯酒。
And the bridegroom smashes the glass under his feet.
新郎就用脚把那个酒杯踩碎。
Because it's their cup and theirs alone, and no one can ever drink of it again.
因为那是他们俩之间的杯，没有其他人可以从这个杯中喝，所以要把它踩碎。
And even though the bride of Jesus is made up of millions of people from all the nations,
尽管耶稣的心腹实际上是从各族各民中很多很多的人组成的。
And I don't know how he does this.
我不知道耶稣实际会怎么样做。
But on that day, you will feel that his eyes are only on you, and that you are the only one in that room.
但是那一天你会感觉耶稣眼神好像只在你的身上，好像你是那个房间里唯一的一位一样。
He's a good shepherd, and he knows his sheep intimately.
他是好牧人，他很亲密的知道他的每一只羊。
And on that day, we will feel the corporate joy as the bride.Who loves him, but we will feel the individual passion as the bride who loves him.
到那一天，我们会感觉到我们每一个人个人对他的爱，也会感觉到我们整个群体这个新妇的群体对他的爱。
That's our wedding day.
这就是我们成婚的日子。
And that's the beginning of the rest of our life.
这也是我们永生余下的日子的第一天。
And when the party's over, he says, "Let's get to work, bride. We have a lot of cleaning up to do."
但这个婚宴结束以后，他就说：“好吧，还有很多事要做，我们开始来打扫，开始来做工。”
You will not be floating on a cloud or playing a harp.
你不是每天坐在云上弹琴。
Some of you will be in charge of cleaning up the educational system.
有些要来开始治理教育系统的污秽。
Those of you who are trustworthy in finances will be given great authority over world banking, so that is under Jesus's leadership.
如果你在财务上被主信任的话，神就来差派你在这个 财务金融上面来把它转到神的掌管之下。
You brilliant Chinese scientists, guess what you're going to be doing?
聪明的中国的科学家要做什么事？
You won't be doing genetic engineering to harm babies or to create satanic clones of people.
我们不会利用基因科学来克隆人或者做这些邪恶的事。
You'll be inventing new technologies that will bless the earth and teach man more and more wonders about the stars and the universe and the planets.
我们会创造发明新的技术科学来告诉人关于宇宙万物的这种奇妙，神创造的奇妙。
You'll be building millennial academies of technology. This is real.
你会真的是在千年来做神的这个工程。
You'll be building millennial schools of the law of Moses and the Torah and the word of God.
所以就像在千禧年你也会来建立很多的学校来教导关于摩西的律法和妥拉这样的律法法律。
You'll be teaching the nations how to celebrate the feasts of the Lord.
你会来教万国万邦怎么样来庆祝神的这些节日。
You'll be cleaning up streams and rivers that were made filthy by man's selfishness.
我们会来清理这些因着人的罪变得很污秽的这些河流湖泊海洋，我们要清洁它们。
You'll be teaching surviving unbelievers about Jesus and winning them to the Lord. It's still voluntary.
你会教那些幸存者来认识耶稣和他的爱，这个还是自愿的。
Musicians will be writing songs. Authors will be writing books. Teachers will be teaching children.
音乐家教师都来做他们的工作。
Now, just to make this really, really clear, I just want to say a practical thing.
我想讲得很实际，很明白。
At the time of the rapture, Paul tells us clearly in Thessalonians that the dead in Christ will rise first and receive their resurrected bodies.
提撒罗尼迦书上面保罗说得很清楚，就是在复活的时候，就是在主里死的人首先复活。
You've read that, right?
我们大家知道。
And then Paul says the dead will rise first, and then we bridal people who are still alive will be in a twinkling of an eye transformed and caught up with the righteous dead in our new glorified upgraded version of our bodies.
说死人要先复活，那么我们这活着还幸存的人要在一瞬间要来改变我们的形体，到天上与主和那些先复活的人相遇。
We will still be us. We will have our personalities. We will be just like us, only upgraded.
我们还是我们，但是我们会升级版本。
We will have the same feelings in our heart, the same desires, the same personality, the same sense of humor, but we'll be in a glorious body that no one can ever hurt again.
我们还是拥有现在的这个现在的人格性格等等的特征，但是只是已经被荣耀了，被圣化了，所以不再会有任何的伤害和罪。
If we were good at math on this earth, we'll still be good at math in the millennium.
如果你现在数学很好的话，你在千禧年中你的数学还是很好。
We won't suddenly become good at math if it's not our thing.
如果现在我们数学不好，那个时候也不会突然就好起来。
That's why the body is still diverse.
所以这还是为什么人人都能够彼此认出来。
Maybe I'll write more songs than other people.
也许他比别人会写更多的歌。
Maybe not.
也许不一定。
But anyway, here's the point. We will all be given assignments exactly in proportion to how faithful we are now to the assignments we have now.
但是有一点很重要，就是现在你忠于的职分，神那个时候还会再次托付给你，让你去做。
When it says our reward is a white garment, it's not just talking about a physical piece of clothing.
当说到我们的奖赏是洁白的细麻衣，不是一件衣服而已。
He who he finds faithful, who the Lord finds faithful when he comes, doing what he's given us to do as best as we can now, will be given a glorious bigger version of that assignment in the millennial earth.
所以你现在忠于的这个职分，你做得好的这个事情，神看到你是可以被托付的，在千禧年，神会在同样的领域里托付你更大、更荣耀的同样的职分。
And so you can picture what it will be like now. It will be a glorious cleaning up of every area of the earth, and it will take 1,000 years for that to be completed.
所以大家可以来想象，在千禧年的中间，就是有一千年的时间，神要来洁净这每一个领域，来全部来净化。
Now you might be thinking, but Jill, if we're all in our glorified bodies, who will we be ruling and reigning over, and who will we be teaching?
我们也许会想说，只有如果我们都是在荣耀的身体中，那么我们去教导谁呢？我们去来统治谁呢？
When the Lord comes back to the earth, there will still be a significant population of mortal people who were not saved at the time of the rapture.
但是其实在基督再来的时候，地上还有相当多数量的这个人是没有接受福音的。
And so these people will be in their natural bodies when Jesus comes back.
所以当基督再来的时候，这些人还在他的现在血肉之体当中。
Yes, they will believe in him when they see him riding in on a white horse.
当然，当这些人看到耶稣骑着白马再来的时候，他们一下子就要相信他了。
It wouldn't take a lot of faith to believe in Jesus at that point, amen.
到那个时候就不再需要信心相信耶稣，因为可以看到了。
But that doesn't mean they'll automatically know all the depths and riches of the gospel.
但是这并不表明他们一瞬间就知道了福音所有的深度和丰富。
Just because they see him and know he's the Son of God doesn't mean there's nothing left for them to learn. They have a lot to learn.
他们在一瞬间就知道了他就是神的儿子，但是并不表明他们就知道了一切，还有很多要值得他们学习的。
And in Isaiah 65 and 66, it explains to us all that they will be learning for 1,000 years.
在以赛亚书65-66章说到，在那个时候，这样的一些人，他们会学什么
？I won't be able to teach those two chapters tonight because I took up a lot of time giving like a foundation.
今天我是打些根基，没有时间看那两章。
But it says in Isaiah 65 that the mortals will live much longer during the millennium than they live now. They will live more like in the days before the flood, they lived hundreds of years. The mortals will live a longer life during the millennium.
但是在以赛亚书65章说得很清楚，到那个时候，如果血肉之体仍在生活的，他们要比现在的年岁活得久，要像那个洪水以前的人活到上百岁和几百岁。
And every mortal on earth will bow their knee. They will obey Jesus, but even then, he won't force them to love him.
在那个时候，所有的血肉之躯，他们看到神的耶稣的时候，他们就会立刻来跪拜他，来相信他。但是神还是没有用一个强制的方式。
Love has always been voluntary, and Jesus has never forced himself on anybody.
爱永远是自愿的，所以耶稣从来没有强迫任何人来爱他。
So even during the 1,000-year reign.Even though Satan is bound,
在千禧年，撒旦被捆绑了。
And with Satan bound, it makes it a lot easier to love the Lord.
撒旦被捆绑以后，爱主是变得更加容易。
It makes it a lot easier to obey him.
顺服他更加的容易。
But even then, we will see from the Bible that there is still free will in the human heart, and although he will force people to obey, he will not force them to be in love with him.
但是尽管如此，我们还是看到千禧年人还是有自由意志，所以神还是不会强迫人来爱他。
Did you notice that at the end of the 1,000 years, the Lord let Satan out of the pit again?
大家知道，在千禧年结束的时候，神又暂时把撒旦从无底释放出来。
Did any of you ever think, Lord, why? Why would you let him out again? Couldn't we just be done with him already?
我们有没有想到，为什么神还要暂时再释放他？为什么不能永远的解决他
？The reason is.To test the hearts of those who were born and raised throughout the millennium, and Satan has one last opportunity to say, "Come, let us throw off the fetters of this king who's making your life hard. He's ruling you with his rules and his iron scepter. Let's rebel and take Jerusalem back for me, Satan."
所以这就是给一个机会，一个是给那个当时的幸存者在千禧年中信神的人一个检验他们那个忠心和爱心的一个机会，也是让撒旦有最后一次的机会去迷惑这个众民，说来让我们来背叛他，因为他在这个一千年中间给了你们就是这样的统治，让我们来背叛神，给撒旦最后这样的一个机会。
And so the people on earth will always have a choice.
所以地上的人是永远有选择。
And many will love Jesus.
很多人会选择爱主。
But there will be earthly rulers, and there will be the overcoming bride will be supernatural rulers of the earth working alongside with earthly princes and kings.
就是当时会以后那个时候会有地上的执政掌权的这些人和在灵界里面就是这些得胜的人在灵界执政掌权，所以就是同时的两个系统在运作。
There are many scriptures that explain this, that the kings of the earth will bring their wealth to Jerusalem just the way the wise men brought their gifts to the baby Jesus.
经文中也很多讲到说地上的君王也会把他们钱财运到耶路撒冷，就像当时东方的三个博士把礼物送给耶稣一样。
But the overcoming bride will sit with Jesus on his throne and will have supernatural abilities to come and go to various places. Heaven, to go up and down, to go to nations. Just like when Jesus was glorified, remember he could be anywhere in the twinkling of an eye?
但是得胜的心腹将和耶稣一同来掌权，他们可以超自然的在各地来这样的自由的运作。
But remember when he walked the earth as a man, he never used supernatural power. He had to walk the dusty roads just like everybody else.
但是记得耶稣在地上的三十三年，他没有用超自然的方式来做很多事情，他就是就像一般的人一样，就是行他当行的路。
He didn't walk through walls and appear and disappear when he was in his regular, humble, earthly body.
他在他谦卑的那个道成肉身的这个肉体中间，他没有经常穿墙而过或者是飞来飞去。
But once he was in his resurrected body, did you notice how he could disappear and just appear somewhere else anytime he wanted?
但大家记得他复活以后，他会常常出现在这里那里，用超自然的那个能力在运行。
In our glorified bodies, we will have that power of the age to come as well.
当我们的荣耀的身体也会像耶稣在复活以后那样的在灵体中间来运作。
You can travel without a passport.
我们不需要护照就可以到处旅游。
And so, does this give you just a little bit of a glimpse of how we prepare to rule and reign with him?
大家有没有一点点的这个概念，就是我们在千禧年会怎么样来跟主一同掌权？
There's a lot more that could be said now, but I think this might be a good time to maybe close and pick it up in another session.
我想我们今天的这个就结束在这里，我们预备明天另外的一堂。
Maybe we could take just a few minutes, and I don't know if my brother Bob might be willing to lead us in a prayer about the millennial reign while I just play a little bit of music. Would that be okay? Would you be willing? Okay, thank you. So we can just take a few moments and respond in our hearts. Just ask the Lord, Lord, what will I be doing during the millennium? How can I prepare? You can just be like a child. Just respond to this word with faith.That you believe this is an earthly reality you will see very soon. So just take a few minutes and close your eyes and just pray.
And
our brother Bob will just help lead us a little.
我们花几分钟的时间，闭上眼睛，像个小孩子一样，用信心来，就是知道这是即将发生的一个事实，来问主说：“主啊，到时候你要我来做什么？我现在如何来预备？”所以，请大家有几分钟时间来回应神在心里面。
Father, we thank you for this glorious future that you have for us.
天父，我们为你所为我们预备的荣耀的未来感谢你。
And for our children,
也为我们的子孙这样的预备。
We thank you that you have laid out an awesome plan.
我感谢你，因为你为我们有奇妙的计划。
As the apostle Paul said, "No eye can see."
就像保罗说，眼未曾见过。
No ear has heard.
耳未曾听过
No mind could comprehend
人心也未曾想过
The awesome things that you have in store for those who love you
你为所爱的人所预备的丰富
Lord, we thank you that in the coming days
主我感谢你在要来的日子里
As you release revelation for your bride
你要把你的启示向你的心腹释放出来。
You give us an emerging picture.
你给了我们这样的一个图画。
Of all that is in store for us. Of all that is in store, all that is to come to us.
未来你为我们所有所预备的。
ask now that your Holy Spirit will lead us.
现在恳求你的圣灵来带领我们。
Your Holy Spirit will guide us.
你的圣灵要来指示我们。
Your Holy Spirit will teach us.
你的圣灵要来教导我们。
How to be more like Jesus.
怎么样才能更像耶稣？
How to look forward to His coming.
怎么样来盼望他的再来？
And how to cry out that He would come soon.
怎么样来呼求他快快的来？
We know that you are here in heaven, O Lord, is waiting to hear the bride speak.
我们知道你在天上等待听到你心腹这样的呼求。
That you, Lord, are waiting for your bride on earth to call out to you and say, "Come, Lord Jesus."
我知道你在天上在等待你的心腹这样的呼求，说主啊，愿你快来。
Because you want to come back.
因为你心愿快快的来。
You want to take the earth back.
你要把地夺回。
And make it the dwelling place.
要成为你的居所。
For you and your bride.
成为你和你心腹的居所。
And so, as the bride here in this church,
我们在这个教会的神的心腹
let us all shout together, "Come, Lord Jesus!"
让我们一起来呼喊主啊，愿你快来
Come, Lord Jesus!
主啊，愿耶稣，愿你快来
Come, Lord Jesus!
主耶稣，愿你快来
Lord, we long for you.
耶稣，我们可想你
Lord, we want you.
主，我们需要你
Lord, we desire you.
主啊，我们心里愿意可想你。
Lord, we love you.
主，我们爱你。
Come fill us, Lord.
主啊，来充满我们。
Come possess our mind.
主啊，来掌管我们的心思意念。
Come possess our being.
掌管我们的全人。
Come, Lord Jesus.
耶稣，愿你快来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，愿你快来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，愿你来。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.